Tantor Audio presents Another Side of Bob Dylan, a personal history on the road and off the tracks by Victor Maimutis and Jacob Maimutis. Narrated by Jacob Maimutis. It felt like we were on the point of the arrow that was going to pierce the dust. Victor Maimutis. Introduction, On the River's Edge by Jacob Maimutis. I'm standing at the edge of the cliff looking down into the canyon. I can see the winding river that was home to my childhood. Snow covers the pine and cedar trees lining the river, as it snakes around the New Mexican red clay and brown dirt that is abundant in this part of the world. The dozen or so frozen square miles before me were once my playground. Some of my fondest memories were found under rocks, in trees, and splashing in the river of this magical place. The Land of Enchantment is the state motto, and I believe it's solely because of this place. This secret place that only a small community of 100 or so knows about. My home is just below me, about 500 feet down and half a mile ahead, centered in the middle of this majestic area. This house is our family home, my mother's home. It's a fortress of flagstone built by my mother Linda's hands over the course of 15 years. She found the land while visiting Gary, her boyfriend at the time, now her ex, and a man whom I consider my stepfather. He lives nearby on an adjacent ridge. Back then, my mother decided to go to medical school for nursing, in her mid-30s. As a side project, with no money, while raising two kids on her own, she set out to design and fashion a two-story house using free flagstone she had access to from a rock quarry an hour south of here. The technique she employed was called dry stacking, which is as simple and painful as it sounds. You take flagstone, you stack it. No mortar or cement between the pieces yet.